Maaser's Perikei, Mishnah Vav, 5-6. We now discuss the halachas of temed. Temed is an inferior kind of wine that was produced by soaking water and either the pulp of pressed grapes or the lees, that is like the dregs, the sediments at the bottom of a wine barrel. And then you'd soak with the water plus that sediment, and the combination of water plus the liquid left in the sediment, or the liquid left inside the pulp, would constitute like a new kind of grape juice, which could be left to ferment and make wine. Now, that might sound very, very inferior, and hard to believe it would be considered wine at all, but the truth is you have to remember that in the time of Chazal, they watered down their regular wine in the first place substantially. So the normal wine was grape juice plus fermented plus water as a significant amount of water to dilute it. But here we're talking about temet. Temet, of course, not as good as grape juice, pure grape juice, but it could have the halacha of wine. Now, for the case of our Mishnah here, we're only talking about, for technical reasons, not for this moment, we're talking about temet that was manufactured with water soaking with the lees, the sediment at the bottom of a wine barrel, not pressed grapes. Okay? And the basic halacha is that if you have the liquid that came from those lees, they're called lees, that's the dregs, the bottom of the barrel, if it's one part sediment liquid, lees, to three parts water, so then that would have the din of wine, and the bracha would be borei pri hagafen, and the normal halachas of tithing would kick in. If the ratio is less than one part of liquid from the lees to three parts water, then it's considered to be just like, Kool-Aid. It's just flavored water. And that being the case, the bracha be shahakol, and as water, it's not subject to the tithing requirements. So our Mishnah is basically going to lay out the basic idea that if you have one part liquid from the sediment to three parts water, then it needs to be tithed. Now, how you actually figure out how much liquid, grape liquid, came from the lees and how much not? What they would do is they would pour water, they would take the barrel of wine, the bottom there, that's like the sediment at the bottom, and they would pour water into it, and then they would drain it through a sifter again and get, you know, they're now wine-flavored water, or hopefully even something that has the status of wine. How would you figure out how much added liquid from the grape residue there is? So the Mishnah says, Hamitamed, if a person's manufacturing temed, Venasan Mayim Bamida, he puts in a measured amount of water, let's say he puts in 3 cups of water, and then after he strains it, Umatza Kade Mida, so he finds he only has literally the same amount, meaning he has 3 cups of now, you know, red liquid. So then, Pater. Tanagama says that is exempt because you have no reason to believe that now this new mixture has one part out of 4 grape juice because no more liquid is added. In other words, according to the Tanagama, for you to be able to make a Brei Pri Hagafen and this thing to be subject to the tithing requirements, you have to put in 3 cups of water and get out 4 cups of liquid. That would suggest that one of the 4 cups is coming from the grapes, the grape liquid, and that being the case, you would be able to make the bracha, and it would be subject to tithing. The truth is that while the Mishnah says kedei midaso, you have to have, if you find that you put in 3 and got out 3, or whatever it is, and it's not strictly true. The truth is, even if you put in 3 and found you got out 3.9, says the Tanakhama, that's insignificant. It's not sufficient. You need to have a full extra cup for every 3 you put in of liquid. The reason why the Mishnah says Kademidaso and not less than a whole another third is to show you the strength of the other sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Machai. Rabbi Yehuda holds your Chayev even if you put in 3 and got out 3. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, who says that you didn't get a full quarter of the mixture now originally coming from the grape sediment? You've obviously lost some water and you've obviously gotten some grape juice. So he says no reason to assume that the ratio isn't the requisite 1-3 ratio. And that being the case, he requires, if it looks like temet and smells like temet, it's temet even if you haven't added extra got to add an extra liquid to the resultant mixture. Matza yosar al kadei midaso. If you do find you've got the requisite amount, literally means you found that you've got more than you put in, but again, katana kama hold, this would mean you put in 3 and you got out 4, or you put in 6 and you got out 8, etc. So then, it certainly is subject to the tithing requirements, even according to the Tana Kama. And in such a case, the Mishnah says, Motzi lav makom acher, lefi cheshbon. You can even take tithes on this new mixture of temet from some other grape juice or wine. That is to say, we treat it as regular wine, like any other wine, and it's fully subject to tithing, so much so that you could tithe it from somewhere else. It goes without saying, of course, you could tithe it from its own liquid, meaning, of course, you could take, you know, the requisite amount of maestros from this 4 cups you have now. But the chiddush is, it's totally wine, meaning you could even treat other wine that you took on half of this temed to be trumas the maestros. Now, it says, l'fi cheshbon, according to the proper calculation. What that means is, of course, the Tana Kama holds that the water component is not subject to tithing requirements. So that would mean, just for argument's sake, our case is, let's say you're put in 3 liters of water into the sediment, and you push it through a strainer, you get out 4 liters of liquid. So we're going to say, says Tana Kama, well, 1 liter is grape juice, and 3 liters are water, and that's the requisite amount to be subject to tithing requirements, and so you can tithe it. Now, how much do you have to tithe it? You only have to tithe the grape juice component of it. So even though you have 4 liters of wine now in your barrel, 4 liters of temet, I should call it, only one of the liters is subject to tithing. So for argument's sake, if you're taking maestros, you would take 100 milliliters out of the whole 4 liters. Again, normally you take 10% of the wine. That would be if you had 4 liters of wine, you'd take 400 milliliters. But in this case, since 3 of the 4 liters in your temet container are wine and exempt from tithing requirements, you have to just tithe that 1 liter that came from the grape juice, and then that sort of means l'fi cheshbon, everything goes according to the calculation of how much actual grape juice is in it, and that would be true just the same if you're taking the tithe from some other source on behalf of this temed, or if you're taking it directly from it. As for the halacha goes according to the Tana Kama, so you need to get an extra liter of every 3 you put in order to be subject and required to take the various tithes.